Welcome back to Indiana is Ag Plus Bio Plus Science, a podcast presented by Agrinovus Indiana and Inside Indiana Business. I'm Gary Dick, the host of this weekly podcast, where we talk about the convergence of food, agriculture, science, and technology, and the impact it's having on Indiana now, but also into the future. And we're pleased this week to have as our special guest, Suzanne Wasson. She's the president of Crop Production Business Platform at Corteva AgriScience here in Indianapolis. Suzanne, welcome to the podcast.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
Give us a little bit of your background. And as we were talking before we started to roll here, you have been here in Indianapolis with the organization. I go back to Dow AgriScience. You go back 29 years. Talk a little bit about that.
Yes. Yeah, so background grew up on a cattle ranch in Oklahoma. And after degrees at Oklahoma State and Texas mm-hmm. A&M, moved to Indianapolis for the first time. Lived here three times, but have spanned a 29-year career at Dow Elanco, then mm-hmm. Dow AgriSciences, and now Corteva AgriScience. And done a lot of different roles, had some time in the UK, but mostly focused on sales, marketing, and mm-hmm. commercial business management.
Corteva is a name that people are going to begin to hear a lot more about. We had your colleague Scott Hutchins on an earlier episode of the podcast. He shared some of the background on the Dow-DuPont merger and this the Corteva spinout. Remind our listeners, talk about how the two global businesses came together and the creation of Corteva.
Sure. So Dow and DuPont officially announced their merger together as a merger of equals mm-hmm. at the end of 2015. Mm-hmm. And then fast forward, or it wasn't so fast, but to August 31st of 2017, we officially merged. Mm-hmm. And that merger was always intended to bring two big companies together with the intent of the future to spin off in three mm-hmm. separate entities, mm-hmm. the material science company, which will be called Dow, and that will spin April of 2019. Mm-hmm. Corteva AgriScience, which will be the agriculture company, which will spin off in June of 2019. And then DuPont, which will be the specialty chemical company, will be remaining after that.
Talk about Corteva, because there will be continue to be a significant presence here in Indiana.
Yes, and while our corporate headquarters is in Wilmington, Delaware, we have two global business centers, one in Johnston, Iowa, and one here in Indianapolis, which we're very grateful to have still here.
Leadership announcements were made recently in the new company. You moved into the position of president of the Crop Protection Business Platform. Talk about your role and that vertical.
Sure. So our crop protection business is our chemistry that we use to control weeds, disease, and insects in crops. So we have a full discovery pipeline that my team and I work on to see what products we're going to bring into the market to launch. So we manage the R&D investment as well as the assets for the company, so the manufacturing facilities to make those products. Some interesting things that we're getting into with the combined company now is we're looking at seed applied treatments, which basically are those chemical products that are put on seed. So we also do some trait discovery here in Indianapolis as well.
Well, talk about that too. I think a lot of people, you know, recognize the Dow AgriScience name and all the research and really cutting edge things that are happening here. That's going to continue. A lot of things happening right here in Indianapolis.
Absolutely. Our crop protection discovery, as well as the seed applied technology and some of our future traits are being developed here in our labs in Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. We're so blessed to be able to have a great facility here on the mm-hmm. northwest side of the city. At the same time, we also look forward to bringing those products to the market, not only in the United States, but all around the world. Mm-hmm. One of our newest herbicides called Rinskor is a rice herbicide, and we recently won our sixth Green Chemistry Award mm-hmm. with that product. So we've launched it in the U.S. We're launching it in many parts of Asia. Rice is the biggest global crop by hectare all around the world.
Wow. In addition to your work at Corteva, you also serve and give back to a number of organizations here in Indiana and at the national level as well. You're on the board of Agrinovus Indiana, chair of the National FFA Sponsors Board, chairing the board of CropLife America. Why personally, and I'm sure there's a culture at Corteva that supports this. Why is it important for you to participate and commit to organizations like that?
Sure. Well, first of all, Corteva, we really do want to have a tie to all the local communities where we are located. And for me, living in Indianapolis three times, having the opportunity to be engaged with leaders in the community is really important, not only to spread the word about who we are. In the early days of Dow, we used to say we're one of the best kept secrets in Indianapolis, but we want to make sure people understand what we're doing. This thriving economy of ag bioscience and the work that Agronovis is doing was a natural fit for me to be on the board there. Mm-hmm. And at a national level, we look forward to bringing this next generation of young leaders through FFA into the ag industry and making sure that we have the freedom to operate. Our Crop Life America Industry Association is really all about making sure that we can bring products to farmers who desperately need new technology.
Well, talking about that next generation of leadership, last week we saw over 65,000 FFA students in those blue jackets descend upon Indianapolis. An interesting and exciting partnership between Agronovis, Microsoft, the National FFA was launched at the event, the Blue Room and Blue 365. And I know I talked on the show with Mark Peschel about that. That really is an interesting and innovative program designed to really focus on talent and getting more young talent in the pipeline.
Absolutely. And, you know, farming and ranching is at the heart of what we do in ag. But at the same time, there's a lot of technology that goes into growing a crop or raising livestock. And we want to make sure that students understand that. The Blue Room is an opportunity for a small number of students to be able to go through that during the convention last week. But the longer term, we call it Blue Room 365 because we'll be filming all of those sessions about the great technology that we have in the industry and how there are careers associated with that technology. And ag teachers can use that in the classroom to spread the word to over 650,000 students that participate in ag in the classroom.
Can you give us an idea for those who won't be able to see it, but the Blue Room, talk about interactive experiences that the kids are going to be able to connect with.
Absolutely. So there will be employees from Corteva and other sponsors there to do hands-on experiments, get to see technology. Our team at Granular, which is a software company that is part of Corteva, really it's about farm management systems. They'll be able to see that software and do demos. At the same time, we'll have TED Talks, which are really open forum, short speeches, and the focus was really on getting our younger employees in front of students to make that one-on-one connection about the exciting opportunities that exist today for careers in agriculture.
How important are, in your view, are initiatives like the Blue Room and the Blue 365 as you look at the pipeline and the future and the talk that there aren't enough graduates right now to fill the jobs that are going to be available in ag and the ag biosciences?
Mm-hmm. And I think Purdue University did a study several years ago that showed there would be many more ag jobs than candidates to fill those jobs. So showing that there are over 250 different careers in agriculture that students could be a part of. You can be an accountant, you can be a lawyer, you can be a manufacturing or an engineer person, you can be a salesperson, you can be in agronomy and farm, you can do all of those different things. And we really want to expose students to that broad array of opportunity because we will have open jobs in the future and we need the best and brightest talent. Mm-hmm. And many of those students come from ag backgrounds, and whether they're from ag or not, if they get the opportunity to develop leadership through FFA, they make great employees for our company.
How important, as you look at the future growth at Corteva, is that talent pipeline? I mean, we do a lot of stories on the talent challenge, not just here in Indiana, all over the country, certainly, and across all sectors, manufacturing, IT. But how critical is that talent equation in getting the people you need to the growth, potential growth at Corteva?
It's critical because as we expand, not only here, but around the world, we really need to bring in people. And we've learned that you don't have to have an ag background mm-hmm. to be in agriculture today. If you have a passion for figuring out how to bring technology to farmers to help feed the world, then you mm-hmm. can be a great employee. But exposing them to the kind of work we do and the skill package that they will need so as they go through college or a technical degree that they would be able to join a company like Corteva AgriScience, it's vitally important that we make those connections, not only at the young age, but mm-hmm. but through their university or other work experience as we bring them into the workforce.
It's been a pleasure to have with us on the podcast this week, Suzanne Wasson. Suzanne is president of Crop Protection Business Platform at Corteva AgriScience. That's a name you're going to be hearing a lot more about. And Suzanne, great to have you here and look forward to talking to you in the future.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, that does it for another episode of the Ag Plus Bio Plus Science podcast. It's our weekly look at food, agriculture, science, and technology all coming together to impact the state of Indiana. I'm Gary Dick. We'll see you next time.
This podcast is a product of Inside Indiana Business, hosted by Gary Dick, produced by Libby Fritz and Joe Ullery, and was recorded on location at Launch Fishers. More people get Indiana business news from Inside Indiana Business than any other source.